Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
It's the Chadron State Sports Journal tonight, and in studio we're joined by Chad Michelson, wide receiver for the Chadron State football team. Chad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Dave?
I'm good, and I'm glad that we got you in the studio to visit with you. You had a huge game on Saturday, and we'll get into some of that here in a bit. But first of all, what's it like to beat South Dakota Mines again? It's got to feel great Saturday night. You guys had been having quite a bit of fun on the field after the game.
Yeah, it's always good to get a win. You know, South Dakota Mines, they're a good team. I've never actually lost them in my career, and so it's a great feeling when you can win, and they're a great team, though.
Yeah, they gave you guys a good fight. You saw a lot.
They always do.
Yeah, and you saw a lot of them last year. You played them twice in one season. Chad, you snagged 5 catches for 149 yards and a touchdown on Saturday night. That's one of your best games as an Eagle here at CSC. How were you and Dalton clicking so well on Saturday?
Opportunities were there. You know, my number was getting called up, and Dalton was giving me good balls. We just had good chemistry going on. We just kept riding it. You know, the running game was going well. Other targets were getting open, so that allowed me to get one-on-ones and be able to win those.
Yeah, it was an awesome performance from you, Chad. When you were going through the game, were you thinking about, like, man, this is what I've been clamoring for these last several years? I've been waiting for just a huge breakout game like this.
Yeah, this is what I kind of expect from myself. So some of the other games, I kind of get disappointed, but I was able to actually do well this time, and I want to be able to do well for my teammates and be able to be the playmaker that they know I am.
Chad Michelson's with us tonight on the Sports Journal. Chad, your offense, you're faced with a 3rd and 14, about midway through the fourth quarter on Saturday night. Dalton hits you on that pass for 36 down the sideline, and you were wide open on that play, and we could just from up top see it develop how open you were on that ball downfield. That was such a big late game play to keep the ball away from Mines. Do you remember when that was setting up and remember going through that play? Maybe take the fans kind of through that play from your eyes.
Yeah, I remember that play. I was backside. I think I was into the boundary, and Dalton was giving me the go signal, which is just, you know, run down the field as fast as I could or whatever, and all I had to think about was how to beat the DB. Fortunately, I was able to get outside of him and stack him, and Dalton gave me a good ball. I just had to make sure I held on to it too. The DB was trying to get his hands in there, but you know, I came down with it, and I think it helped us quite a bit.
Yeah, that was a huge play, Chad, and it's interesting to hear you say, figuring out when you come to the line, you know, how am I going to beat this DB? Every time you line up, do you find them matching up the same guys on you a lot when you play, or do you find defenses in the league kind of switching things up a lot against you? And how do you do that every play? Think, okay, I got this guy. This is his jersey. I remember scouting him, and this is what I got to do.
Yeah, it kind of depends. Sometimes defenses, they'll have a right side and left side corner, or a boundary corner and a field corner. And so whenever I look, I see who he is. I also have to look and see who the safety is and see where they lined up. And then I know coverage-wise what they like to do, and the corner, if he's playing man, I know how he likes, if he likes to catch or motor, and then I have moves to try to beat those. And so a lot goes through my mind sometimes, but when it comes down to it, I just try to react to them and try to do what I can do.
Is there quite a bit of film study on the opposing defenses?
Oh, yeah.
And corner safeties? You try to pick up tendencies and things like that during the week. How does that work for you?
Coach Sasani, he gives us this scouting report that we have to fill out, and we watch so much film. We watch film and during meetings. We watch film on our own time, and I make my own notes and everything about how I expect to beat them and what I think works and what has worked and what they do well, and so I just try to rely on that. Come second nature.
That's awesome. Chad Michelson, wide receiver for the CSC football team on the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Chad, when you came to CSC as a freshman, you know, I remember walking around, coaches telling me, I always like to ask, you know, hey, who are the good new young guys coming in? Who should we keep our eyes on? And your name came up a ton, your true freshman year, redshirt freshman year, and moving on. And they always said that you had the best hands on the team. And so I know I've said that your entire career. What does it mean to you when you hear coaches say that that you have the best hands on the football team?
It means a lot. You know, whenever the ball's in the air, I always visualize I'm always going to catch it. And if I don't, like if a DB gets his hand in there, you know, I always get a little upset. But I pride myself on my hands, and that helps trust with Dalton or any other QB. And if it's in my vicinity, I feel like I'm going to catch it, almost like a rebound sometimes. And you know, I work on my hands all the time with punts, trying to catch different kind of ways, even one-handers, just try to get used to that kind of stuff.
You work on like the Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yes.
Style catch?
Always do.
You bring them all down like that in practice too, right?
Yeah, I would like to think so.
At least that's what you tell everybody.
Yeah, that's what I tell everyone. I don't show anybody the ones that I drop.
So you said you kind of work on punts and different things with your hands. You know, what are some of the practice drills you work on? Do you stand on the sideline and keep your toes down and reach out and have guys throw, like Dalton throw balls that are a little over to you, or what do you do?
Usually during pre-workout or whatever, I'm with the punters because sometimes I'll punt too, so I'm over there and I'll catch the punts, and I don't just usually catch them with my body. I try to catch them as low as I can to the ground, sometimes try to one-hand them. Kind of warms up my hands a little bit more, I think. And then for games and pregame, I run a bunch of different routes and then just try to catch the ball far away from my body, try to make it as realistic as possible, and just be ready for any kind of ball that might come my way.
Was it a 71-yard punt you had last year in 2019? You came in an emergency duty and you just bombed one.
Something like that. I was so nervous for that, and it just kept rolling, fortunately, and it just stopped right on the one. It was crazy. It was like it was from a movie.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that was.
And it was against South Dakota, too.
Yeah.
Tech.
Yeah, that was. It's always good to get those against big time rivals, and you're always at the ready to go and punt the football if you need to, right? You're kind of the number three emergency guy.
Yeah, right now I am. Yeah,
right
for
now
the emergency guy.
All right, well, wide receiver and punter Chad Michelson with CSC here today on our show. Chad, you know you're a senior now, and obviously from your freshman year to senior year, I'm sure you've noticed some maturity as a football player and as a guy and that stuff. And you had to be patient to get into the role that you're in right now with CSC. They're just stacks of good wide receivers.
Yes,
at the same time, you've had to come through. You know, how tough was it for you to have that patience, keep grinding, and now you're seeing all that success?
I just had to work on my own craft, really. I had those great wide receivers to learn from, so I watched them, I studied them, I tried to see what they would do. You know, Tavon Wright, Brandon Fullerton, Jackson Dickerson, they're all great group of guys, and I remember like in meetings I tried to listen to them as much as I could, see what they thought, what they could do. A lot of times I did room with them as well, so we would watch film together and see what they think, see what I thought. And when they were out in the field, I would watch the corners and try to relay things to them. So I think it helped me a lot. You know, I was just getting ready for my opportunities. And once they come, I'm trying to take advantage of it.
That's cool. And now, you know, there are some good younger receivers coming up after you, just the next wave on its way through. What stuff do you pass on to them, and what do you do to help those guys out that are coming up that are just freshmen, sophomores, the young guys?
Yeah, I just try to teach them as much as I can. I'm not much of a vocal guy. I try to lead more by example, and I try to show them a couple of things. You know, if they ever come up and ask me questions, I always try to help them. But you know, they're a great group of guys. We all correlate pretty well together in the meetings and everything. And yeah, they're a great group of guys.
That's awesome. And glad you're helping those guys out to become the next Chad Michelsons of CSC football, making big time catches in their careers. We visit with Chad today on the CSC Sports Journal. Big game coming up against Colorado Mesa on the road this weekend. Let's let the fans get to know a little bit more about you, Chad, where you come from and some of your history. You're from Julesburg, Colorado, in the northeast corner of the state, Sedgwick County Cougar. You guys have a great football program down there at Sedgwick County. A couple of titles you won down there, right?
Yeah, I won it my junior and senior year.
Yeah, tell us about those seasons. You know, what made those so special? Why were you guys so good? Is there a favorite memory you have from winning state titles down at Sedgwick or that year?
You know, it kind of started when our head coach now, Coach Michael, Chris Michael, who started as our head coach, I think, my sophomore year, and that's when I actually changed positions from quarterback to wide receiver. And he came from Marino, who was actually a rivalry school. And they had a great program, and he actually played. I don't know if he actually played. I think he did play with Briar DeSani, Coach DeSani.
Yeah.
And so he brought that tradition and everything to Sedgwick County. And going into my junior year, we just felt like stuff was different. And my freshman, sophomore year, we weren't all that great or anything. But my junior year, something just clicked. And, man, it wasn't just football, too. It was just all the guys. off the field too, and we clicked for basketball, we clicked for track, all the sports. We had a great 2 years of sports, and what I remember most from high school was, like, for football, on Thursdays we would have practice, and after practice we would go to, like, usually a senior's house or someone's house, and one of their parents would cook for them, and we would just hang out, watch, like, Friday Night Lights or something, you know, just goof around basically. And then Friday after we won, usually a bunch of my buddies and I, we would go to a friend's house and we would just hang out there, eat pizza and all that kind of stuff. That's what I remember the most. One play that I remember my junior year, we had a punt returner, and for some reason he was going sideline to sideline the whole time, and all of us just decided to crack back as many guys as we could. And so, like, every ref had probably at least one or two penalty flags on the ground that play, and it took him forever to try to figure out what to call or anything. And what was awful about it was on Mondays we ran as many penalties, we ran 100 yards.
Okay.
And so that game, I think we had 16 to 20 penalties, so we had that many 100-yard sprints that we had to run the next Monday, and so that was kind of awful, but it was enjoyable.
And you don't forget stuff like that, having to make that run. You're probably thinking, maybe that wasn't the best decision.
At the moment, it was fun.
At the moment, sounded like a good idea. Maybe not so much as you look back on the running. Talking about some of your favorite memories of a state championship season, hanging with the guys the day before, eating pizza afterwards, just talking about the game and hanging out and stuff like that. I hear that from a lot of you guys, that, you know, the bus trips and the camaraderie are almost the most enjoyable part about playing college football. And, you know, the games are fun, the wins are fun, all that stuff. But do you find that the same kind of way here at Chadron State? You just like being around the guys, the team?
Oh yeah, I love being around the guys, and we always have a good time around each other. It always seems like there's new conversation to go with, or there's so many guys on the team too that you haven't had those kind of conversations with, so you expand yourself with them, and, you know, you get to know them better, and you don't just hang out with certain cliques. Sometimes you do, but I try to expand, and I get to know more guys and just talk to them, and so you get to understand one another more. And with this team, like high school, I grew up with those guys, and so I knew them for many years. This team, there's 60 or 70 that travel or whatever, and I've only known them for a couple years, so there's always new conversations, new things to talk about, and new experiences with each other.
Yeah, you bet. Exciting stuff. Chad Michelson with us, telling about his time here at CSC in Sedgwick County. And Chad, your family is made up of former Eagles here at CSC, right? Did your dad play football at CSC?
Yeah, my dad played here in the 70s.
Yeah. Do you guys talk football a little bit? Does he share the memories with you and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, he always does. He always talks about his teammates, actually. He always talks about stories he has of his teammates more than playing time. And he played football here. He was a defensive tackle, which is kind of ironic. I'm a wide receiver. He's a big dude. So is my brother. And he actually played threw shot put here, too. He's in the Hall of Fame for that. And he always tells stories. And he was here with Chad Emanuel, who actually I'm named after.
Yeah.
And he was here with, like, Russ Martin, who was a coach here for a while as well. And
former coach of Mesa, who you guys are playing this week. Yeah, Russ down at West Texas A&M now. Yeah. Good guy.
And he always tells stories about his teammates. He doesn't tell as much about game. He does when he talks about a couple of games that he played against some D1 schools, and that they would, like, win. And so they would have some edge against them. But now, he mostly talked about all the stories he had with his friends, like if they went out to the bars or, you know, just on the job and that kind of stuff. And I think that's what people mostly remember, too, is the stuff you do with each other, with your teammates.
Yeah, you bet. When you were, you know, just quick back to high school, when you were at Sedgwick and you switched from QB to wide receiver, was that tough for you, or were you excited about the move? And obviously you've flourished with it, being a good wide out here in college.
It was a little different. I was all right with it, though. I've always played quarterback leading up to it, and there was a guy in a grade above me that's been our QB for a while, so I was all right with it, and it ended up being better for me, actually, you know, and I was able to pair with my best friend from back home as wide receiver, and, you know, we made a pretty good combo, and, you know, it was different. I had to learn how to catch a little bit better and everything at that time, and blocking and stuff, but yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, two state titles. I'd say you guys were a pretty good pair, and you found those hands that have helped CSC out at wide receiver here in your college days. Chad Michelson on the show tonight. Who do you watch or follow in the NFL or other college teams and college games? Do you keep up with a lot of, you know, the D1 stuff in college, too?
Yeah, my favorite teams are kind of all over the place for different sports. NFL, it's Philadelphia Eagles, and for college, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. So I kind of follow those guys. I'm a wide receiver, so I generally like watching that position. I love watching like Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins, see what they do, their craft. And I also like to watch DBs and cornerbacks and see what they think and how they try to read wide receivers like Jalen Ramsey and all of them, and how they read them and how I can use that basically against them. I also like watching the guys in the trenches, like Quentin Nelson, the offensive guard for the Colts. I think he's just amazing. And Aaron Donald, every time you watch him, he's like triple team, but he still goes gets a tackle. And so those are exciting. Oklahoma, I think that kind of originates for my dad. He was a big fan of them from like Brian Bosworth.
Oh yeah,
and all that good stuff. So yeah, I pay attention to D1 and football and all that, and NFL.
You a CD Lamb guy?
Yes. Yeah. But I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so once he got drafted by the Cowboys, I was a little upset about that. I wanted the Eagles to get him really bad.
Yeah, that's a little tough for you. But they did get Devontae Smith. Yeah, from Alabama.
So I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah, you can kind of have one on each, but when they play each other, you know, you wear one of those split jerseys or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Chad Michelson with us on the show here today. Chad, so receiving gloves, do they really make a big difference, you know, with the stickiness? Or is it more of like just, you know, they're cool with the logos and all that, pros wear them, college guys wear receiving gloves? What do you make of receiving gloves?
I think it does help. I think it might also be like a confidence thing as well. Like if you don't wear gloves, you kind of feel a little iffy. I mean, even offensive linemen wear gloves and stuff. But whenever I train and stuff, I don't wear gloves. I try to use my hands as much as possible. And then gloves, it does help. It kind of just, I don't know how to explain it. It just forms a little better to the ball, I guess. And it like, maybe a placebo effect sometimes, and you just think you can catch better and whatever works. But yeah, some of the gloves, like when you get them brand new, they're really sticky. But then after a little wear and tear, they're not as sticky and there's not much difference, but there still is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they certainly look cool. And with that new stickiness, I'm sure help handle that football, especially on a, you know, like a high pass, a sideline pass. You got to hold on to that. And Chad, before we let you go, let's find out what you're studying here at CSC, what you want to do for your career. It's coming to a close quick. I remember when you were a freshman on campus and we're all about ready to say goodbye to you. What's next for you after CSC?
I'm still going to be here in the spring. I plan to do an internship. I haven't figured out which one yet. My major is business administration. I have emphasis in management, a minor in finance. I really like the finance side, you know, like accounting, financial advisor, that kind of stuff. So I hope to do an internship here in the spring, try to get my foot in the door, see what that leads to. And I'm up for whatever, basically, after that. I'm just focusing on finishing football, and then once football's finished, I'll worry about that later.
Yeah, you got it. Chad Michelson, our guest tonight. Chad, it's been a lot of fun visiting with you today. Thanks for coming in and being on the show, and great luck this weekend. Wish you all the best in taking down Mesa.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.